Well, a good Thursday afternoon, Saskatchewan. Or if you're a Blue Jay fan, I hope you're doing okay. Because it's getting a little tight at the top of the AL East standings with the Blue Jays and the Yankees. So we'll get to it in just a little bit. We got a busy one for you today. Tom Gazzola is going to join us as the Edmonton Elks sideline reporter. We'll weigh in on the Elks and the Riders coming up. Russ Howard's going to talk about the retirement of Brad Guju. RJ Choppy, one of our faves out of Dallas. We'll talk Packers and Cowboys. And, of course, we got some hockey talk to get to. And, yeah, how about them Blue Jays? But we start the starting lineup, the top sports headlines. We start with the Rough Riders, 5 games left in the season. So, Coach, are the Rough Riders peaking at the right time?
I think the answer right now is no, because the last game we played didn't look anything like it. So that's the honest answer. Now, truthfully, it's up to us what that looks like going forward.
Yeah, it's talking to the Riders today, Locker, that's they're not too happy.
Good.
Coming off the bye week.
I like that.
Go with the Montreal Alouettes game. They're like, nope.
I also like his honesty.
The Riders need a win at a BC loss to clinch a home playoff game this weekend. And, of course, in a couple of minutes or the next hour, the injury report will come up. Today's the day where they declare out or available or questionable. So we'll see who is actually possible to return to the lineup with Sam Emelis, Kean Schaefer-Baker, Thomas Bertrand-Houdon, Marcus Sales, all practicing. There is some other CFL news. For the first time since week one, the QB1s of each team that started the season, or in Edmonton's case, they moved to Cody Fajardo, of course, not out of injury, but out of ability.
Necessity.
Nick Arbuckle, Vernon Adams Jr., Zach Collaros, Davis Alexander, they're all back, so everybody will have the quarterback. They want to be the starting quarterback in the lineup this weekend. That's wild that it's since week one and we're in week 17 and that hasn't happened yet. So good news on the QB front around the Canadian Football League.
And in the NHL, a couple of captains suffering camp injuries, including the Stanley Cup champions.
If he's not in the lineup on opening night or if he misses an exhibition game or if he's out long term, it's just not going to affect that day. We got to win the hockey game. We got to prep for it.
The Florida veterans wrapped up their Stanley Cup celebrations on the weekend and returned to the ice for the first time today, and it didn't look good for Barkov, the captain. He had to be helped off the ice. I watched the video. Jamie and I watched the video in the Green Zone Lounge. Leg? They're saying leg, but it looks like groin.
Well, it the way he went down, he kind of got twisted, but it looked like it forced him into the splits a little bit.
Yeah.
And then he put no pressure on that leg coming off the ice, so...
And I'm pretty sure that Paul Maurice, who spoke to the media today, will have absolutely no update as of tomorrow, even though he said he'd have more tomorrow. That is a lie.
You're not bitter at all about the Florida Panthers.
Stars captain Jamie Benn also had to have surgery for something must have happened in his pregame on Tuesday against the Wild, the Dallas Stars captain. Because he had a collapsed lung and had to go into surgery for that.
Yeah, everybody's trying to find the video of where it might have happened.
Yeah. He could be out a month.
Yeah.
So a couple of big boys, couple of captains out early in camp at the front end of the NHL season here.
The Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees are now tied at the top of the AL East.
It feels like it, you know, the sky is falling right now, and it's not. I mean, we got 90 wins, and we're in the playoffs, and if the season ended today, like I said, you're winning the AL East.
Yeah, but the problem is the season doesn't end today. They got 4 more games left. Their magic number's been stuck on 4 for the last 3 to clinch the AL East.
They've had 2 runs in the last 2 games against the Red Sox.
Yeah, it's not going
and John.
Well.
You can look as calm as you want, but we can see how high your blood pressure is by the color of your face every game.
Yeah, it's getting more and more red. every single week. So the Yankees wrap up their series against the White Sox tonight. Of course, the Jays and the Red Sox get going in about 2 or so hours at the Rogers Center. So we'll see how it works for the Jays in this one, now tied with the Yankees. But because of the tiebreaker, they would be the AL East champion if the playoffs did end before first pitch. But it doesn't. There's still four games left.
It doesn't, John.
Yeah,
it's not over. It's not over yet. You still have to finish the season.
They miss Bo Bichette big time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the big dumper has 60 dingers.
Fly ball!
So he got 59 and 60, Cal did last night in a Mariners win, 9-2. They did have a bit of a celebration as well because the Mariners have clinched the AL West for the first time in 24 years. Just a quick breakdown. Do we count Barry Bonds?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So 73. McGuire, do we count him?
Why aren't we counting them?
70. In 2001 yeah. for Bonds, in 1998 for Mark. Sosa got 66 that year. McGuire got 65 in 99. He's fourth on the list. Sosa is fifth and sixth, 64 in 2001 and 63 in 1999. And then we got Aaron Judge sitting at 62 in 2022. Maris back to 1961 got 61 for the Yankees. And Babe Ruth for the Yankees in 1927, got 60 home runs. So we got a tie. Cal's tied in ninth with Babe Ruth. First catcher to hit 60.
The big dumper with 60 home runs.
There's an interesting story behind the ball, which we'll get to later. That is sort of a champ preview for you.
Yeah, well, they're searching for a fan in Seattle. Not because they got the ball, because they gave it away. After that home run.
That's a great story. I love it.
It is also the kickoff to week 4 in the National Football League tonight.
Seattle inside the red zone. Darnold back to the air. Throwing end zone for Horton. Touchdown!
Fake it. Murray. Throw it. McBride. Holds on for the touchdown! And Arizona's an extra point away from tying it.
Yes, the NFC West is a battle right now. The best team, 3-0. The next three teams, including the Seahawks and the Cardinals, 2-1. Total of three losses in that division. Seattle and Arizona go head-to-head tonight. So someone will drop to two losses in that division. Easily, right now, the best records with the Cardinals and the Seahawks and the 49ers and the Rams in the NFC West. So there's your Thursday night football game.
Quietly interesting matchup, right? Because of that, I broke it down. There's been 8 losses in the AFC East, 6 in the North, 7 in the South, 6 in the West. On the NFC side, 6 in the East, 5 in the North, 7 in the South, and then 3 in the West.
It's
remarkably
the best division in football is the NFC West. Maybe more competitive.
You mentioned
maybe
that
not
this
the
morning,
best.
So I was like, okay, well, that's interesting.
So we'll see what plays out tonight with the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Coming up here on the Green Zone, we're just going to test the waters here. We're just testing the waters. Jays fans, how close is your hand to the panic button? Have you broken it? Is it hovering? Are you leaving it aside? You haven't even taken it out of the desk drawer yet. Where you at, Jays fans, as the Blue Jays have choked away a lead in the AL East and are now, they sold out American League Divisional Series tickets. Games 1 and 2. Sold out. They don't even know if they're going to be there yet. They jinxed it again. They partied on Sunday selling tickets. What are you doing? By the way, if you want to know where I have broken the panic button, I've moved it aside, I've thrown all the Jays gear in storage, they're done! This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Scared, I'm terrified. Never been much on religion, but I sure enough would like to hear the call.
Let's take you back a week ago yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday, September the 24th. Wednesday, September the 17th, the Toronto Blue Jays had a four-game lead. Four-game lead on the New York Yankees.
If you go back further, there was like a five- or six-game lead, too.
Well, September 16th, it was a five-game lead on the New York Yankees. So that's where you were a week ago. Five games up on the Yankees. Then it was four, and then three, and then two, and then one. And then last night, it's a tie for the AL East. Are the Blue Jays choking this away? Do they need the Heimlich maneuver? 1-877-332-8255. How close are you to the panic button? Are you smashing it? Is it smashed? Is it gone? Lock your hand.
Yeah, I'm not hitting it. Not hitting it. It's two games. You can get bats can go cold for teams.
And then they can warm up. Baseball's a wild game. Yeah. 1 week you're cold, the next week you're red hot. Sean and Pilot Butte, let's talk through this together. How you doing, Sean, on the Toronto Blue Jays playoff hopes?
Well, I just found out Berrios is on the IL. So
that just happened. That just came down from Shai Davidi that he needs an MRI on his elbow. He's done.
Yeah, no, now I feel like Brick and Gray being a Cowboys fan. You know, they do good, and all of a sudden, nothing. They're done.
They're done. You're with me, Sean. It's over.
They're done. Thank God I didn't buy an $80 Blue Jay playoff cap to be that guy walking around after two games with the 2025 postseason on the side of it.
Well, they will make the playoffs, Sean. They've already clinched the playoff spot. They've sold out American League Divisional Series games, even though they might not play in the American League Divisional Series because the Yankees might get the division, and then they might be out because they might have to take on. But here's the thing, Locker, they might have to take on Boston in the wild card, and Boston just beat them a bunch of times.
Like, Boston still has an outside chance of winning the AL East. That's how crazy this is.
That'll be tough.
That would be very difficult for them to do that, but they could do it. The Yankees would have to lose.
They'd have to win all four, and then the Yankees and Blue Jays have to lose everything.
Couple. Yeah, yeah.
But there is that outside shot. The bats have gone cold, but I appreciate John Schneider last night. I very much appreciate him. Because Vladdy Guerrero Jr. got kicked out of the game. And in that moment, I thought Schneider was going to come out of the bench and lose it. I thought he was going to start like kicking dirt on home plate, flipping bases, flipping the bird to everybody and leaving and getting kicked out. John Schneider came out, had a little chat, went back to the room. The batting coach lost it and got kicked out. But John Schneider said after the game, the reason he didn't lose it and the reason he didn't get kicked out, because he knows he could have, was he does not want to have this buy-in from the team. He's got to eradicate it from the room that somehow the umpires are out to get them. And he said it last night, that we're not losing because of the umpires. And they aren't. They are not they're not batting 150 this week because of the umpires.
It's a nice message to send to the team.
It's the correct message to send.
It's a nice message.
You and Justin Blackwell with your tinfoil hats on this.
Listen, it's not the first time that somebody from upper management has lied to the underling.
Hope you're enjoying your Thursday afternoon. We're going to talk more Blue Jays baseball at 4:35 on where you are with the panic button. TJ does say, I hate to say it, but I think the Jays are done like dinner. Celebrated before they won anything. That was some bad mojo.
They all do it. They all do it.
I don't mind when you do it when you're like, I have a 10-game lead and you clinch and it's like, let's go. The Jays clinched a playoff spot when the Yankees were right behind them for the AL East. There was a race to be won. There's other teams are doing it. There's no race to be won. They're not like, oh, now we got to go and clinch this. No, I hated it. As I said, clinch on Sunday, clinch on Friday, and you're the number one seed and it's clinched and you have 5 days for your next game, go nuts. They had 24 hours until they had to be back on the diamond to get ready for the Boston Red Sox. They've gone ice cold. They're hungover. They reek like beer.
They don't even and now drink it. They just spray it on each other.
Yeah, that's. And then did you see Vladdy trying to do the interview? They poured about 8 beer on him while he was trying to do the interview. He, trust me, he reeked like beer for a while. And what's going on? What's going on? Bad mojo. Don't like it. Never liked it. 1-877-332-8255. But let's turn our attention to the National Hockey League. We are under 2 weeks away from puck drop of the NHL regular season, and now is a time for the lists, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
TSN and Sportsnet and The Athletic and The Hockey News, they got their lists.
Here's the thing about this list in particular. I just think that this is a public service announcement to anybody listening that's not a Leafs fan or is not from Toronto. This is Toronto-centric sports writers. This list will make you angry.
Why?
The one that they drop tomorrow will make you angry.
You don't even know what it looks like yet.
I'm already mad.
So it's TSN's top 50 players of the year. They do it every year. So with our sleuthing and our analysis,
we think we've come up with the top 10 based on what they've done so far.
This is going to be the top 10 list, okay? Not in no particular order, but these are the 10 players that haven't appeared on the top 50 list that, okay, these guys are going to be in the top 10.
Yeah, if they're not in the top 10, then something went wildly wrong.
So Connor McDavid, Quinn Hughes, Cale Makar, Connor Hellebuck, Leon Draisaitl, Nathan MacKinnon, Nikita Kucherov, Auston Matthews, Kirill Kaprizov, and David Pastrnak. Those are the 10 who haven't appeared on the list yet, who are the best players in the league. So,
yeah,
that's the top 10. Now, where do they fall? 1-877-332-8255. Here's the question to you.
Specifically, though.
Connor McDavid's number one, right? Locker? Agreed?
Yes.
If Producer that's
an,
Scott,
if that's an agreed. Argument, then you're just, then you're Britton Gray.
If Connor McDavid's not number one,
you're Britton Gray.
And you're just, TSN's just searching for people to talk about their list. But, okay, so Connor McDavid's number one. Here's the question. Who's number two? Who is number two on the list for the top players in the National Hockey League? Who is number two?
I have mine.
We disagree on our number two. Actually, my number two, I'll be honest, has already been put on the list. He's not even in the top 10, but he'd still be number two on my list. He's number 13, and that's Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby is still the second best player on the planet. Face off, 200-foot game, defense, offense, thinks the game, back check, all of it. Sidney Crosby is still number two, but he's number 13 on the list, which I think is garbage.
And his output's strong every year as well, right? The consistency, you got to give him some points. I think that's where
every single year.
That's where they're putting. I
point a game player.
You know what?
All the way into his high 30s. He's almost 40. Still a point a game player.
Honestly, I think Sid should be in the top five.
Who's your number two, Locker?
I got Nathan MacKinnon. I think Nathan MacKinnon deserves at least one or two top spot on that list. So I put him number two because I knew I'd get called out if I put Draisaitl as number two.
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't put Draisaitl number two? Should I take your temperature right now? Are you feeling okay?
I mean, if I was building a team and you asked me who you put those two players in front of me, I think it's a coin toss.
Between like Draisaitl and
McKinnon? If we're playing shinny, and those are the two last players that I have to pick to put on my team, that's a coin toss. So I can easily put and sleep well tonight. I can put Nathan MacKinnon at number two.
Now, because I can't choose Sidney Crosby because he's not in the top 10, and I'm going to play by the rules, even though I don't like playing by the rules, my number two is Nikita Kucherov.
If this if these guys put Matthews as number two, I'm going to walk through a wall.
Like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh.
1-877-332.
Matthews is in the top five, I'm going to walk through a wall.
I think he's going to be in the top. I think he's going to be in the top five. 1-877-332-8255. Who would be your number two? McDavid one, and then who you got? Jonathan and Warman? What say you?
Locky, you're going to walk through a wall.
They're going to put him in
Wait,
number
Jonathan,
two.
Wait, Jonathan? What are you doing? Are you trying to get Locker to go to hospital today?
No, I am not trying to make Locker go to hospital today, but remember...
Can I hang up on this guy on my end?
Oh, okay. Austin Matthews...
Jonathan's an Oiler... You're an Oiler fan. Jonathan, hold on.
What are you doing?
Aren't you an Oiler fan?
But this is Toronto. This is T.O. Come on.
See, okay.
You know Austin Matthews is going to be number one.
Two.
Then they're going to put McKinnon at number two. They're going to put Pasta at number three. Then they might Drysdale at number four. And then they're going to finally decide, oh, yeah, McDavid has to be somewhere. So let's put him
in. We better put him in at number six. Yeah, actually, you know what, Jonathan? I actually honestly thought that for a moment. I thought, should I build this list from what I think they're going to do? So that was how I first built it. And then I looked at it and I was angry. So I redid it the way I thought it should be done. So,
I would say that McDavid will be number one. I would like to see Drysdale at number two, but it's probably not going to be. I would see McKinnon at number two and then Dry at number three.
Yeah, I've got Kucherov at number four, Makar at number five. Hellebuck, there's a case to be made that Hellebuck might make it into the top five. Pasternak, I've got at seven. Matthews, I've got at eight. Kaprizov, I've got at nine. And Hughes, I've got at 10. But I think I would...
Quinn Hughes is going to be higher than 10.
But who do you put him in front of? Thank you, Jonathan, for the call.
Yes, thank you, Jonathan. Kaprizov. Kaprizov's number 10. Hellebuck might be 9. We both have Austin Matthews out of our 5, but that's our list. Austin Matthews will be in the top 5 on the TSN list. We're pretty darn sure. 1-877-332-8255. McDavid number one, top 50 players in the NHL. McDavid number one. Who's number two? So Jonathan would say Draisaitl. He would say Draisaitl. Locker's going Nathan McKinnon.
Cameron's got Makar at number two.
Oh, really?
Cameron and Regina's got Cale Makar as number two.
That's easy, he says. Easy.
We got quite a few McKinnons coming in at number two.
Jason and Swift Current, McDavid number one, McKinnon number two, Makar number three. Then he puts Sidney Crosby in at number four. And then, I don't know about that one, Braden Point at number five.
Where did Braden Point?
No, Nikita Kucherov he's in there for sure. 1-877-332-8255. John also is going with Nathan McKinnon as number two. The second best player in the National Hockey League behind Connor McDavid. But when you look at this list, it's an interesting list when you look at what's to come in a couple of months, right? The Olympics. McDavid, McKinnon, Makar, Canadian. Then you have Matthews, Hughes, Hellebuck, American. And then you got, well, Kucherov's not invited because he's Russian. Kaprizov, not invited.
Russian.
So then you got...
Pasternak is... Czech?
I always forget.
He's friends with Nylander. They play together.
Czech. We are right on that one. So when you look at the Olympics, this is very much... And then, of course, Drysdale, German. Canadian... American head-to-head have some quality hockey players for this Olympic
and
tournament.
And we've talked to Drew Remenda. We've had conversations with him about how huge this is going to be. A wild year, right? You got a lot of teams that are trying to get better. It's going to make a lot of this playoff race just absolutely crazy. And then add to that, a lot of these guys are trying to stay on their country's roster for the Olympics, or they're trying to make their country's team, right? It's going to be a very, and we haven't seen that in a long time because the NHL hasn't been sending anybody to the Olympics for 10 plus years.
What will the push be for guys like Connor Bedard, right?
It better be.
When he's now 20, no longer a teenager.
If you're Connor Bedard, and that isn't at the top of your list, then I'm sore.
Well, that's why he didn't go. That's why he didn't go to the World Hockey Championship.
That was stupid.
He didn't go to the World Hockey Championship because he wanted to work on his body and bio and be a better skater and be a better player rather than go to another hockey tournament. Now, we agree, not the brightest move when you had Sidney Crosby playing with Macklin Celebrini, and now Macklin's probably, well, not probably, is above you on the pecking order, but the next 2 months, and you're going to have to show October, November, you're going to have to come out of the gate flying if you think you're going to jump into that top 23 list for Team Canada.
Stuart Skinner thinks he has a chance of cracking the goaltending roster for the Canadian team. If Stuart Skinner is stepping up to the mic and has the cojones to go, I want to be a goaltender to represent my country at the Olympics in 2026.
Pass. I don't care what his 2 months is. Pass.
If he's saying that, everybody in the league should think they can make the Olympic roster.
Okay, let's get back to the text. Somebody does agree with me. Sidney Crosby should still be the number two on this list.
That's not a hard sell, dude.
Even though he's number 13 for the top players in the National Hockey League. Brandon has Nathan MacKinnon at number two, then Cale Makar. Another vote coming in for Cale Makar as the second best player in the NHL. Jay says his top five list would be Connor McDavid, followed by Nikita Kucherov, Nathan MacKinnon, Leon Draisaitl, and Jace would have Austin Matthews in the top five.
But Jace, I want you to text me back. Are you putting Matthews in there because you actually think he's a top five player? Or are you putting him in there because you think that's where he's going to end up because you're trying to match the TSN top 10? Because I bet he's trying to match the TSN top 10.
I was surprised Marner wasn't in the top 10.
Well, he didn't crack the top 10 last year.
Toronto media might be upset that Mitch Marner left Toronto.
They dropped him down one spot this year.
Was he number 12 or something?
Last year, yeah.
1-877-332-8255. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, a Yankee legend said goodbye to Yankee Stadium in one of the most epic ways ever. Next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Hepbridge Farm remembers.
Chicago with the lead.
It is Joe Sakic scores. Joe Sakic scores.
It's better promise me I'll be back in time.
Yeah, I know that. You know that.
Gotta get back in time.
On this day in sports history, it was September the 25th. It was the Baltimore Orioles at Yankee Stadium. It was a tie game when Derek Jeter, who was leaving the Yankees at the end of the season, stepped to the plate in his final at-bat at Yankee Stadium.
Neat deals. Base hit to right field. Here comes Richardson. Here's the throw for Markakis. Richardson is safe. Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality. Did you have any doubt?
Derek Jeter, final at bat at Yankee Stadium, delivers the walk-off single to win it for the Yankees, 6-5 the final against the Baltimore Orioles on this day, September the 25th. Meanwhile, the Yankees are at Yankee Stadium tonight against the Chicago White Sox.
And then they got the Orioles, too.
And then they got the Orioles. The Jays have the Red Sox and then a team they never beat in the Rays? No Yankee magic tonight, please. No Yankee magic.
Judge is coming on, too.
He starts
yanking him out of the park now.
How are the Jays bats doing, Locker? 4:35, we're going to have a conversation about the Toronto Blue Jays. Just to check in on you Jays fans to see how you're feeling.
Where's your panic level at?
Panic level? I don't even know if I have a panic level anymore. because I've given up. It's over. They're done. They've lost all their mojo once they started cracking champagne and beer on Sunday night. They lost it. It's over. Put away the Blue Jays gear until April. This kid's trying to have a good time, Jamie Nye. Have it when you win the World Series. Then party like the Florida Panthers, who just wrapped up, what was that, a couple of days ago, 2 days ago, they stopped drinking, I think?
I partied like that last night. I don't know what you're talking about. And I had nothing to celebrate. Spraying beer and champagne all over the house. In my underwear.
Okay, now we're going too far. It's coming up next, a preview of the Riders and the Elks with Tom Gazzola of Edmonton Sports Talk on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.